Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Welcome to Healthy You, and thank you for taking the time to join us today. My name is Kim Brooks Miller of Healthy Cells Magazine of the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, and I'm delighted to be your host. We have a terrific show today on prosthetics and orthotics, and our special guests, Todd McAllister and Edward Wells, are from CPO, which stands for Comprehensive Prosthetics and Orthotics. You have seen their ads and articles in Healthy Cells Magazine, and it's terrific to talk with them in more detail about who they are, what they do to help hundreds, probably thousands of people's lives to be better. So let's jump into introductions as we have some great information to share with you today. Todd McAllister became interested in the field of prosthetics following his wife Susie's right above knee amputation from a car accident in 1983. He has been certified in prosthetics since 1993. He received the distinction of Fellow of the Academy of Orthotists and Prosthetists in 2002. He is licensed in the state of Illinois, and in his free time, he enjoys being with family and friends. He enjoys being outside doing anything, and he enjoys fishing and hunting. He's also active in his church. We also have Edward Wells, who received his orthotics training and certification from Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine Prosthetic and Orthotic Center in Chicago. And his bachelor's degree is in business management from Andrews University in Barron Springs, Michigan. He completed his residency with Comprehensive Prosthetics and Orthotics in Peoria, Illinois, and he brings a very caring, friendly, patient-centered approach, which, by the way, is actually the whole characteristic of the CPO team. His technique to patients comes from a variety of life experiences, which include volunteering for the blind and deaf, as well as working with the disabled since he was a child. Edward believes working with people to regain their independence has always been a joy. Being able to be part of the process is the ultimate reward. So, welcome to the show, gentlemen. It's great to have you here today.
Thank you.
So, let's get down to the basics. What are prosthetics and orthotics?
Well, Kim, thanks for allowing us to come onto your show. Prosthetics is the replacement of a missing body part. CPO and what we do is replacing external devices for arms, legs. We also have a mastectomies fitter that also does for women. And the typically what we're doing is replacing something that has been removed due to trauma or disease.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are orthotics, Edward?
So when it comes to the realm of orthotics is similar to prosthetics, but we're actually dealing with the body part that's currently there. It falls into different aspects. It could be either accommodative or functional, but the main purpose is really restoring the alignment or protecting or providing certain relief based on what the condition is that the patient presents with. Mm-hmm. So it's basically an external support to restore the function of what the body itself may or may not be doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha. So now give us some background on CPO. I mean, you're headquartered here in Peoria, and we're so fortunate to have you, but you have like 33 other locations, correct?
Correct.
Okay, tell us about CPO.
Well, as you said, this is our 10-year anniversary. Started out with just this one office here in Peoria. It was started by Amit Bonte and Don Gertson. Now we do have over those 30 offices and over 40 practitioners. So our focus is on providing good outcomes for our patients and their patient satisfaction to allow them to return to as near normal lifestyle as we can allow them to do.
Yeah, and Amit and Don are great guys, and they have interesting stories themselves, you know, of how they got into the business. So now, speaking of that, how did you two get involved in the field of orthotics and prosthetics?
Well, I'll go ahead and go first. As you said earlier, that the wife was in an accident in 1983. We ended up, her first prosthetic device was made here locally. And long story short, we ended up getting out of state to have her next one made. And we would travel out of state for about 9 years to have a prosthetic made for her every year or every other year. And the prosthetist that we went to at that time kept pushing me along to go into the field. So we would visit for a week at a time, and he would give me things to do in the shop. And,
oh, interesting.
We'd go home, and he'd say, now, if this happens, do that. If that happens, do this. If that doesn't work, give me a call, and we'll work it out. So after doing that for about 9 years, I made the decision to go back to school to be a prosthetist.
Yeah, good for you. What about you, Edward?
So I actually didn't really know much about the field of orthotics until about 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I had an aunt who had polio, and so I was always involved with people with disabilities and even volunteering with the blind and whatnot. But I finished my undergrad with business, but it wasn't something which was truly a trade, which I felt was, one, I'd be able to give back as much as I wanted to. It was I needed something which was more fine-tuned, and I had a draw towards, like, the medical field and actually being able to help those who I felt needed help, you know, the patients with the disabilities, being that it struck fairly close to home. I was fortunate enough to actually stumble across the field, got exposed to it, and I fell in love with it since then. Like, it's been the greatest joy of being in this field. It's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. That's really neat. And I also think, too, that you have both a real passion for this, and that is so important, particularly in working with your clients. And that shows. Now, what type of qualifications, degrees are needed to become a practitioner in the orthotics and prosthetic field?
That's a very good question. I get that question quite a lot because a lot of people, they don't know. They're like, what do you do and how did you get into
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
When it comes to the field has changed. I came from a slightly older generation where it was actually you could have single discipline where you could either study orthotics or prosthetics.
Mm-hmm.
And to get into that, you had to have your bachelor's and then you'd go to an accredited university, do the program, and then you'd have to do your residency and then write your boards. The current status now is that they require for you to have a master's level degree of both ONP, then you have to do 2 years of residency, 1 year for orthotics, 1 year for prosthetics, then you have to sit down and do the boards for both of those before you can independently practice and see patients on your own.
Wow, that is really impressive. Now, how are the two fields linked together?
So that's coming back to what you had mentioned earlier when I was kind of talking about how orthotics and prosthetics, they have similar attributes.
Mm-hmm.
We both study what is called gait analysis, which is the walking pattern. And that is very important when you're starting to assess what all is going on with the patient. Orthotics and prosthetics, they have that foundation. But you'll also see that you may meet patients which have both a prosthetic and a need for an actual orthotic intervention at the same time.
Right.
There's kind of a joke where they say that a bad orthotist leads to the prosthetist, you know, seeing that patient because they end up losing their limb, which has some validity to it. But at the same time, the realms of both of them together working is so important because it's the whole picture of the patient that you're treating.
So in light of that, what is the most fulfilling part of being in this field?
Honestly, the most fulfilling part is that I think most people, when they go into this, truly at the heart of it is what they want to give to people. Being able to, I've had numerous examples, and I'm sure other people in the field have had this happen, where you provide something to a patient, you listen to what they have going on, and within a moment, it's not always in one moment, but you can provide something which can change their world. And just seeing that type of joy, restoring that mobility, that confidence in someone, the gratitude that you get from the patient and the feeling you have inside is truly, I think that's what drives most people.
Sure.
As they're going forward.
That would just be euphoric, I would think. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
I agree. Edward's right on there. We're seeing people at their a weak moment in their life.
Right.
And
very vulnerable.
We're trying to get them back on track, get them back to a lifestyle that they can be comfortable with, and returning them to work, home, whatever we can do to help them get back to what they're able to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fantastic career. It's very rewarding, like Edward said, you know, to get somebody to be able to walk again.
Absolutely.
And get them to return to a normal lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, with that positive note, we are going to take a quick break, gentlemen. We have with us today Todd McAllister and Edward Wells of CPO, and also Tom Brannon, who is the marketing manager, and we're thrilled to have them here. I'm Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, and we will be right back.
The distance between can and can't is measured between millimeters. At Comprehensive Prosthetics and Orthotics, where our practitioners use the latest technologies to increase prosthetics efficiencies and precisions, so you can get back to what you enjoy in life. At CPO, we're turning can't into can. The equipment makes it possible. Our practitioners make it happen.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically-related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria Metro Area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
And welcome back to Healthy You. I'm Kim Brooks Miller of Healthy Cells Magazine, the Greater Peoria Metro Area, your host. And we are so pleased to have Todd McAllister, Edward Wells, and Tom Brannon of CPO with us today. And of course, CPO, if you're just joining us, stands for Comprehensive Prosthetics and Orthotics. So when we left off, we were talking about what a great type of career this is, because you are truly helping people. And I know that CPO bends over backwards, not only to help with the situation, but also just quality of life in general. So let's jump right back in. Todd, how are people prescribed a prosthetic or an orthotics device?
We have to go off of a doctor's order. We're not allowed to provide any type of services without a written prescription from a physician.
Okay.
Once we have that written prescription, we will have the patients come into the office, do a full evaluation, and then get back in contact with the physician with recommendations after we've done a thorough evaluation. Once we have that thorough evaluation done and the agreement from the physician, then it's a matter of getting insurance authorization for what we're going to do. Then we're going to have the patients come back in for either measuring or casting for the device. We'll have a couple of fitting sessions and then a delivery session. And then after the devices are delivered, we have a very thorough follow-up program where we're monitoring to make sure that the device is working as it was intended to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then also having them come in yearly, at least yearly, to have follow-up visits for routine maintenance to make sure things are still functioning the way they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. And would insurance cover most of this?
Most insurances cover orthotics and prosthetics. It is something that has become increasingly difficult for some insurance companies. Because it's some insurance companies are cutting orthotics and prosthetics out of the coverage.
Interesting.
So it does, because some of these devices can be rather expensive, the authorization process can be rather difficult to weed our way through to get the patient taken care of.
Mm-hmm. But you do that for the patient, though?
Yes.
Okay, that's great, because I think you have the nightmare and the emotional nightmare of dealing with what you're dealing with and the families, and then to have that is such a frustration.
Yes.
So that's really good to know. Now, does a CPO provide microprocessor prosthetics like seen on television? And let's just clarify that for our listeners. What exactly are microprocessor prosthetics?
Microprocessor prosthetics are either for upper extremity devices or lower extremity knee devices and ankle devices. These have some type of computer programming capabilities in them that allow the devices to work based on weight activation, the ground reaction forces, muscle contractions, those types of things. And it is something that CPO does provide. With the number of practitioners that we do have, I think everything that's currently available,
mm-hmm.
At least someone in our organization has taken the necessary qualification courses to provide. So with 40 practitioners, we have plenty of years of experience
right.
to draw from to make sure that we're providing the best possible items and devices for our patients.
Mm-hmm. Now, are they becoming more popular, I take it?
They are, and again, it goes back to your previous question about insurances.
Right.
There's a lot of technology that is available now, and trying to get insurances to pay for that technology can be rather troublesome.
Mm-hmm. You know, isn't it interesting, though, that right now where you all are with growth and development, I mean, it kind of sounds like the Million Dollar Man. Do you remember that TV show
way back?
Where he, well, you remember he had the computer stuff or even like the cyborg and the Terminator or something, you know, he's got all that going. Some of that is coming to fruition now, it
Correct.
Sounds like, to help people. And I think that's really terrific. Now, speaking of the future, I'd really be interested to know, and I bet the listeners would be too, and especially after talking about the microprocessor prosthetics, where do you see the field of orthotics and prosthetics in the future?
I'll answer that one. At least I'll give some input, first of all. The field itself definitely is continually growing. Even just the educational standards, you know, the respect within the field and even the awareness of what the field is definitely has a big factor with regards to the amount of research and development that's been going into each of these items. You still have the fundamental, basically the fundamentals of what we do and how you approach a problem. But the way and the quality of things and even just the technology is definitely taking leaps and bounds from military-grade items, which haven't quite come to the market yet, which is in the research development side because of all the wars which have gone on. There's definitely been a lot of progress which has been made. There's continuing education because each time that something new comes along, there's new certifications which practitioners
right.
Have.
Mm-hmm.
And even within the field, as a clinician, to remain certified, you have to have continuing education of, is it 75 per year?
Discipline.
Five years. Every 5 years of continuing education credits, which basically keep you up to date so you can provide the best type of product that you can for the patient and, you know, get them on their way.
Right, and you can stay on top of your game that way, too.
Absolutely.
That's really cool. Yeah, that's neat. And what about you, Tubb? What do you think about the future?
Well, it's rather interesting right now with a lot of the components and the technology that's available. That it is becoming so advanced. I feel it's going to become more and more specialized as far as the clinics go, as far as what being able to concentrate on certain devices.
Mm-hmm.
And the other hurdle, I think, like I said earlier, is they're developing this fantastic technology, but getting it to be paid for by the insurances.
Mm-hmm.
There's also one other thing which I find interesting with regards to when it comes to research is the cost effectiveness of things. Say, for instance, with 3D printing or even just the techniques which go into actually fabricating these types of devices, before it used to be plaster, Paris, casting, everything. Now you can digitally scan like the
wow.
limbs, you can scan the head. And so when it comes from a time frame, even the length it takes for you to actually get an item can be turned around in a faster time just because of the research and development, which has made these progresses possible and growing the field. It's impressive. I am impressed with where the field's going.
What awe that would be. I mean, to be in on that and to know the growth and the progress, but how you can continue to help people and keep bringing things to the forefront. You know, I think that is absolutely amazing. Next, I'd like to introduce Tom Brannon. Tom has been kind of quiet throughout the conversation, but he is the marketing manager for CPO. And Tom, what's been the involvement of CPO in the community?
Well, I guess our involvement with the community is basically giving back to our patients. You know, they're the ones that, you know, help drive us. So Todd gets to work with all these people, but it's a great thing to have them go back into the community and you know, see them doing different things. For example, we're taking five people up to the Amputee Golf Association golf outing in September. We're taking five of our patients to participate in that. We also sponsor events down in Texas where they've got wounded veterans that basically, it's a big mancation where they take them out and put them in helicopters, and they can shoot hogs from helicopters, or they rent out the NASCAR racetrack so they can put veterans in their actual race cars, and the veterans are actually the ones that are, you know, driving the race cars around. So we just like to be involved with our patients whenever they're getting backed and being active.
Right.
You know, we'll sponsor softball teams, small things like that as well. So,
mm-hmm. Which is a huge part of life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, getting back to normalcy. Now, what do you have happening in the Peoria office on August 19th?
Well, August 19th, we've got a guest prosthetist that Todd has worked with in the past as well. His name's Kurt Gruben. He's kind of a specialist when it comes to the microprocessor feet and knees. And then we've also got a couple other vendors that we use that create these microprocessor feet and knees. So if patients are eligible and they want to try some of these new microprocessor devices on, you know, they can come in that day and be seen by Todd and Kurt Gruben and you know, try some of those devices on that day.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Now, do you need an appointment for that, or is that
It would be good to have an appointment. Yes,
right.
We will accept walk-ins that day, but it is to guarantee that you've got a spot, or if someone has or knows somebody that wants to be seen by Todd, yeah, just call our office and schedule an appointment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm just going to give your number out. We're going to give it again. Yep. But if you want to call CPO, the area code is 309-676-2276. Now, this is for the Peoria office, and I know we have a huge listening area. But if you want to call and see Todd, it's 309-676-2276. And also, too, how do you work with the Veterans Affairs?
Okay, the Veterans Affairs, we do work with some veterans. But they're required to go through the Veterans Affairs amputee clinic to obtain the authorization for any devices that they need. Then we can treat patients once they have okayed that service.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just wanted to clarify that for the listening audience so that, you know, they understand that you just can't walk in. They have to come through a doctor's referral or through Veterans Affairs, something like that, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Very good. You know, guys, our time is running short here. What I'd really like, and Tom, for you to jump into, any final words of advice that you would like to share with the listening audience?
It's not really advice, but we do have a support group. So if anyone does have a relative or, you know, you're an amputee yourself, we do have a support group that meets once a month at our Peoria office. It's the second Friday of every month from 6 to 8. It's in our classroom. They can come in and share stories with other amputees. And it's more of a resource just to get in and be with other amputees that might share some of the same problems that other amputees might be having as well.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think that's great advice mm-hmm. to share that resource. Thank you. I'm glad that you did. Gentlemen, Edward or Todd?
I have one, which I think that when people, they aren't aware of what they, you know, what is available to them, they don't really question it because they don't really know. A lot of times, even just having a conversation with your doctor regarding what your concerns are, they can prescribe these items for you, and a lot of times they can provide quite a bit of relief to whatever symptoms you may be having.
Mm-hmm.
So my suggestion would be talk to your doctor. If you have something where you are curious about if it may be beneficial to you, open the question to your doctor and say, hey, do you think this is a route I should go?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll definitely lead you in the right direction.
Yeah, that's
but
great.
Starting that conversation is very important.
Okay, and?
And that's just one thing that we do is our consultations are free. I mean, if somebody just wants some information, we'll be glad to talk to them.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, gentlemen, I so appreciate your coming on air today. This has really been a blessing and a real eye-opener. But I love stuff like this. Growing up in a medical family, you know, you learn about things off and on, but I think there's so much progress now, and you bring that here to Central Illinois. So thank you for what you do. Now, if you have any questions about today's show or would like to speak with Todd or Edward, you can call area code 309-676-2276. Now, the Peoria location is on 741 West Main Street in Peoria, or you can visit the website at cpousa.com. And be sure to catch their articles in Healthy Cells magazine, too. They've got great articles. And I want to thank you, everybody who tuned in this week and for sharing your time with us. This is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells magazine, hosting Healthy You. You can like us on Facebook or contact me directly at peoria.healthycells@hotmail.com. And remember, you can listen to past podcasts and read the magazine online. That is healthycellsmagazine.com/Peoria. And Healthy You is now airing on 97 FM along with WPEO AM 1020. And that's every Saturday at 9 and 6 p.m. And you can also pick up your copy of the magazine at one of our over 800 locations in the greater Peoria metro area. Thanks again for joining us. We look forward to being with you again next Saturday. God bless you and be in your best health now.
The distance between can and can't is measured between millimeters at Comprehensive Prosthetics and Orthotics, where our practitioners use the latest technologies to increase prosthetics efficiencies and precisions so you can get back to what you enjoy in life. At CPO, we're turning can't into can. The equipment makes it possible. Our practitioners make it happen.